On the state level, trying to close budget gaps can present a different set of challenges. Taxpayers in many states blame lawmakers and their free spending ways for pushing them into the red. But in other states, lawmakers are blaming the voters. Because of ballot initiatives passed by the public, legislators in some states, particularly in the West, say their hands are tied when it comes to spending and taxation. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
If you shut down every government office in California, sent the employees home and turned out the lights, it still wouldn't save enough money to close the state's budget gap. Of all the states, California's budget shortfall is the largest. Estimates go as high as $35 billion. Everyone knows there will be cuts. Everyone who provides some form of public service waits in fear. Public sector workers in Los Angeles recently took reporters on a tour of some of the services they hope to protect from budget cuts. It was, appropriately, an uphill climb along 3rd Street in East L.A. Some workers made their case from a flatbed truck while others chanted in support.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Station over here in East Los Angeles has lost 35 positions because of the budget cuts.
We may have to, because of the state budget cut, close our libraries 39% of the time.
When hospitals close, where will other patients go? When emergency rooms are overcrowded?
What that means is in downtown Los Angeles, that a rape victim will not get the same service that she would if we didn't have these budget cuts. And that's wrong.
These kinds of public services have no protection from the budget acts. They're not federal mandates, they're not court-ordered, they're just paid for by the state's so-called general fund, the part of the budget that's financed with California taxes and controlled by California lawmakers, theoretically. Phil Eisenberg, a former legislator and now a budget advisor to California Governor Gray Davis, says voters here have used the initiative process to take control of a large part of what goes into and out of the state coffers.
First, they like to lower their own taxes. Secondly, they like to tell government to spend more money on programs they like. And you might say, well, it is kind of inconsistent to lower taxes and mandate spending. And the answer is, yeah, but people like to do it.
For example, in 1978, California voters capped property taxes with the passage of Proposition 13. Then, 10 years later, they mandated that at least 40% of the state's general fund be spent on education.
This creates a funding guarantee that is not directly related to the state of the economy. In other words, if the economy goes in the tubes and you don't have any, money isn't coming into the state coffers, legally, it doesn't matter. Pay the money.
Legislators in other states are facing similar dilemmas. In Washington, voters passed two education-related initiatives, one to reduce class size, one to give automatic cost of living raises to teachers. State Senator Dino Rossi, chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, says those measures were passed before the state was facing a $3 billion shortfall.
It was year 2000, we had surplus. They said, oh, it won't cost anything because they can just use the surplus as well. Even one of the initiatives says within the body of it that it should be coming out of surplus funds. Well, we don't have any surplus funds anymore.
In Washington state, the legislature is allowed to suspend laws passed by initiative. Rossi says that's the likely fate of the two education measures. In Arizona, however, lawmakers don't have that option. It was taken away from them by initiative. So there will be no suspension or change to a measure that expanded access to health care for everyone living at or below the poverty line.
We're looking at approximately a $200 million hit.
Representative Eddie Farnsworth, the Arizona House Majority Leader, says between spending on federal mandates, court orders, and these voter-approved programs, lawmakers don't have a lot of alternatives in dealing with a state's budget crisis.
In my opinion, we have a constitutional crisis with the mandates that are being put on the legislature. The legislature only controls 25% of the budget and yet has a responsibility to make sure there's a balanced budget for the entire state of Arizona with all of the budget that is passed, even though we don't control it.
Farnsworth is one of several Arizona legislators proposing ballot measures this session to place limits on ballot measures. This continues a trend among state lawmakers, according to Dane Waters, the founder of the Initiatives and Referendum Institute.
There's always been this inherent dislike by lawmakers of the initiative process. But starting, you know, the last election cycle, I would say, actually in the year 2000, lawmakers have become extremely serious about regulating and restricting the process and really clamping down on it, which is why you've seen a decrease in the number of initiatives actually making the ballot. This last election cycle was represented a 40% decrease in the number of initiatives than the previous election cycle, and actually the lowest number of initiatives on the ballot since 1986.
That's not to say that they're in danger of disappearing. According to Wayne Johnson, president of the California Teachers Association, that's because the things that voters decide to spend money on, such as education and health care, are the things that should be government priorities.
The state is simply not taking care of business, and I think that the initiative process might be the way to force the state government to actually run the state in a manner we could all be proud of.
The California Teachers Association sponsored that 1990 initiative requiring the state to spend 40% of its money on education. Wayne Johnson says, expect to see more of same.
If this economy doesn't change and you see nothing out of the legislature, I think you're going to see initiatives in the next, probably by the 2004 ballot, to raise funding for public schools and cities and county services. I can almost guarantee that.
That's because now every interest group wants to be just like education, says California budget advisor Phil Eisenberg.
Everybody around here will say, we want to be protected too. That's what all the interest group, good government interest groups, bad government interest groups, everybody wants that.
They'll just have to convince the voters to give it to them. And the voters have shown that they might, whether the money's really there or not. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.